Hello, this is Todd Redden, Senior Pastor at New Beginnings Christian Center, located at 7247 State Fair Boulevard, Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. If you could see in the spirit realm, you would see a fight between two kingdoms. The two kingdoms are the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. The fight is for your attention, soul, and your heart. That is because whatever is the focus of your attention will most definitely affect your heart, which is how soulless decisions are made. The heart establishes our perspective and consequently how we live our lives. So one too many visits to the local news channel, YouTube, or whatever source you use for current events can affect your attitude and thought life. That is why the Lord gives us wisdom through the Bible. Proverbs 4:23 reads, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." Further, the Bible tells us of events that will further attempt to discourage and harden our hearts. The Bible tells us about the last days in Matthew 24:10-14. Many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. Endure means to stay under, remain, have fortitude, persevere, abide. As Christians, we are exposed to such attacks aimed directly at our hearts. But the Bible tells us that we have the ability through the Holy Spirit to handle this barrage of negative information. That is why we need to constantly have our eyes focused on Jesus and our bodies in church. Just like a car in the natural, we need spiritual tune-ups and oil changes often, especially because of the road conditions in our world. Those few moments of one day set aside for the Lord profoundly affects the approach of your week. The bottom line is your love walk. Without it, your testimony is worthless. 1 Corinthians 13:1-8 reads, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I've become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails." My friends, whatever is your primary focus will absolutely sway your heart. As wonderful as good deeds are, the most precious thing is your heart. God sees the good deed, but he examines the heart. In closing, remember what the Lord said to the prophet Samuel concerning David's handsome brother. 1 Samuel 16:7 reads, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." This is Todd Redden, Senior Pastor of New Beginnings Christian Center, located at 7247 State Fair Boulevard, Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day.